Hi there, I'm James Dapperchi, and this is Coffee and a Case Note. Dean, today we're going to talk about an applicant who tried to seek leave pursuant to Section 237 of the Corporations Act to bring an application on behalf of a corporation. If all that sounded like gobbledygook, don't worry, we're going to work through it together and we'll come to understand it. Today's applicant was formerly a financial advisor, and what this financial advisor was seeking to do was to come to the court and to stand in the shoes of the company, to seek leave to bring a derivative action on behalf of this company, and to seek some specific sort of relief that we're going to come to later. But I'll just spoil the ending right now and say the relief that the financial advisor was seeking was to stand in the shoes of the company, to go and pursue some other parties for some money, to have that compensation paid from the other parties into the company, then for all of that compensation to then be paid to the plaintiff. Does that make sense? So when we talk about derivative actions, we speak about people who are looking to sue on behalf of a company, get that money back to the company. This applicant wanted to sue on behalf of the company, get the money back to the company, and then have all of that money come to them. So let's work through the facts and let's figure out what happened today. As I mentioned, our applicant today was a financial advisor, and as part of their professional life, they travelled to a new location and they entered into an agreement with some other professionals, local practitioners in the space, to incorporate a new company and to make sure they were cross-referring work to each other such that their networks were all pushing in the same direction for everyone to benefit. The nature of this agreement included setting up a whole new company, a whole new entity to trade, and the chief shareholder in relation to this entity was going to be the company that I referred to before. Now, this company was really the corporate entity of our applicant today. This was the company that operated our applicant's financial advisory firm. This was the company that was corporate trustee for our applicant today, and our applicant was beneficiary of that corporate trust, right? So our applicant does financial advice work. The payment that the financial advice clients make goes to the company. The company then distributes a lot of, presumably, those payments back to the applicant because they are the beneficiary of a trust, right? So we've got this company that's running a financial advisory business, and it's sort of the corporate guise of our applicant today. As we said before, the applicant and this company are entering into new agreements in this new location with other like-minded professionals to try to set up some cross referrals to really get the professional work flowing between themselves. Now things develop, and sadly there's a loss of trust that develops between the local new partners, using the word loosely, and our applicant today. And as part of that application, I withdraw that, as part of the decay of that relationship, the local partners, using the term loosely, step in and kind of take control and almost force out the applicant in a way. And so we have this position where the applicant, as well as the applicant's company that was a chief shareholder in the new company that was incorporated, sort of forced out or put into a difficult situation. Now, I just want to pause your thinking there. We're going to flash forward now to 2017. Because it was in 2017 that our applicant today was made bankrupt. The bankruptcy trustee was appointed and did all the things that bankruptcy trustees do. And we're going to come to the relevance of that because we're going to flash forward again to more or less today's application, a more or less contemporary application. And I'll refresh your memory. The application today is that the applicant, the plaintiff, wanted to seek leave to bring a derivative action on behalf of the company, on behalf of their company, the one that operated the financial advisory firm, to go and sue all these other defendants, right? And to get an order that whatever money the company got from suing these other defendants would be paid straight on to today's applicant, today's plaintiff. So two sort of sets of orders there that the applicant is seeking leave to bring before the court. Now, if you want to bring a derivative action, if you want to stand in the shoes of the company and sue on behalf of the company, what you have to do is you've got to satisfy the relevant parts of Section 237 sub 2 of the Corporations Act. That's unless the company is in liquidation, which is a different point that we will set aside for today. There are five criteria there. We can more or less ignore criteria five that relates to notice, and I say that with great respect. We look at, is the company going to bring the claim? That's A. Is the applicant coming in good faith? That's B. Is it in the best interest of the company that the court grant the applicant leave? That's C. And is there a serious question to be tried in respect of the leave that is being sought by this applicant? Now, if we can knock out A straight away, the court is very comfortable and relaxed, and it's uncontroversial that the company itself is not going to bring the application. And so the court is happy to say, yeah, look, company's not going to do it. That's fine. Next, let's move on to the next issue. Now, the court actually jumps on to the fourth issue, as it were, the serious question to be tried issue, and divides the issue into two parts. Part one is there a claim in this pleaded case? Is there something here that the company can bring and argue about and have a real sort of fundamental gripe to bring before the court? The second element of the serious question to be tried point is this arguable point, is this claim, is this case sufficient to ground the relief that the applicant is after? Because remember, the applicant is not after relief that sees the company get back some money and keep it. The applicant is after relief that sees the company get back money and pay all that money straight on to the applicant, right? Two different questions. Is there a good claim? And if there is a good claim, does that claim see the money back in the hands of the applicant? The really short version of that is, yes, there is a good claim. The court has a look at the conduct of the defendants in relation to this sort of falling apart, professional services, sort of mutual referrals and working together type arrangement, and finds that there's arguably unlawful conduct in relation to the clients of some entities being directed off to other entities and these sorts of things. So the court says, yeah, look, it looks like there's a serious question to be tried. Importantly, the court notes that it wouldn't be a serious question to be tried in contract, because a lot of that conduct was in 2013-14, and it would be excluded due to the Limitations Act. But there would be breach of duty sort of questions that would arise, and those breach of duty questions remain serious, so there remains a serious question as to these breach of duty questions. Importantly, the court then turns its mind to that second point. Do you remember we raised the specific type of relief that the applicant was after? The court finds, look, yes, this claim might ground getting an external person referred to have a look at what was going on with the company. It might ground relief relating to the company itself, but it did not ground relief that would see the applicant themselves be ordered to receive all of the money paid to the company. There are a number of inferences that the court found the applicant was seeking to push forward that weren't really upheld by the court. The court said, hey, look, there's nothing that suggests if the company had this money, it would distribute all of the money at all. There's nothing saying that it would definitely make a distribution. There's nothing saying that the company had no other obligations in relation to this money. It may have to pay fees and, you know, potentially pay lawyers and pay administrative charges and whatever else that a trust has to do. And there's nothing saying that the company would pay this money to you 100%, noting that the applicant was one of the various beneficiaries, although was the principal beneficiary of the trust. And so what is found is that the structure that's been chosen by the applicant to run their affairs sort of ends up sort of working against them, in that while they're trying to argue, hey, this is really my claim, my money, the court says, well, no, you've selected this corporate entity and I'm afraid you'll bear the consequences of that, such that there is no serious question to be tried in relation to this third head of relief, this specific type of relief that the applicant is after that sees them enriched. We move on then to issues of best interests. The court finds it's not in the best interests for the company to bring a claim like this, because really what the claim is the plaintiff trying to enrich themselves and get all of the compensation that would be paid to the company, completely ignoring any duties or any obligations the company might have to anyone else, and on a totally unlitigated basis, on the basis that, oh yes, I'm entitled to all of it. And so on that basis, the court finds, no, the application is not brought in good faith, and it is not in the best interest of the company that the claim be brought. I withdraw that leave be granted for the claim to be brought. And so we have our plaintiff today bringing this application, showing that there might be a claim there that there was something genuinely unlawful, but failing in their attempt to get leave to bring a derivative suit, largely because what they really wanted to do was to enrich themselves rather than enrich the company who they were seeking leave on behalf of. I hope that discussion assisted you, and I look forward to speaking soon over another coffee and in respect of another case note. Cheers.